Chazor zeichen nesh pachach chasushang v'am yudim sechas v'acham daf pei dalet. Zok, the mission of following are not taken down once they have been brought up onto the Mizbeach. Something that was left overnight, something that was taken out of the Azari after the Shechita, something that which became Tomei, something that was shechted with an intent for beyond this time or beyond this place, something whose Kabbalah and Zerika were done by people who are apostles to do so. Yehuda says that a carbon that was shechted at night, or whose blood spilled, or whose blood went beyond the curtains, even if they were brought up on the Mizbeach, they are taken down. Rav Shimon said these are not taken down because Rav Shimon says any carbon whose psul is in the Kodesh, meaning it was kosher when it was brought into the Azara and then became possible, Hashem accepts it. If its psul is not in the Kodesh, Hashem does not accept it. The mission continues, the following do not have their psul in the Kodesh. An animal that was sodomized, that sodomized a person, or that was sodomized by a man. An animal that was designated for use by a Avodah Zarah. One that was worshipped as an Avodah Zarah. An animal used to pay a Zayna, or one that was exchanged for a dog. An animal of Klayim. A trefa, an animal born by a cesarean section, a yitzidayfin, and one that was a balmum. Rabbi Kiva says that a balmum would not be taken down. Rav Chanina Sekhanan Kahanim says, my father would push the animal with the mum off the mizbeach. The Mishnah says, just as the halacha is that once they went up, they're not taken down, so too the halacha is that if they were taken down, they're not brought back up. If any of them went up while they were still alive, they are taken down. Mishnah ends off, if an oilet is brought up when it's alive, it should be taken down. If it was shechted up there, it should be skinned and cut into pieces in its place. Zoktik Marabrai says, Rabbi Huda says, the words in the pasuk Zois, he, and ha'oilah, the hay, are three exclusionary terms which come to exclude the cases of carbon shechted at night, or whose blood spilled, or whose blood went beyond the curtains, and the teacher, they are taken down even if they were brought up. Rav Shimon says the word oilah would suggest that only a kosher oilah, or other carbon, remains on the mizbeach. How do we know also to include the cases of a carbon shechted at night, or whose blood spilled, or whose blood went beyond the curtains, or which was left overnight, or that was taken out of the Azari after the Shechita, or which became tamei, or that was shechted with an intent for beyond this time or beyond this place, or whose kabbalah and zrika were done by people who are apostles to do so, or whose blood should have been applied below but was applied above the chutas zikra, or vice versa, or whose blood should have been applied outside the hechav but was applied inside, or vice versa, or a pesach chata or shechtel not lishma. How do you know all these are also not taken down if they were brought up? The pasuk therefore says Torah sa'ila teach that there's one general rule for all things that are brought up. The rule is that they are not taken down. I would think to include even an animal that sodomized a person, or that was sodomized by a man, or an animal that was designated for use by avodah zarah, or that was worshipped by as an avodah zarah, or an animal used to pay a zayna, or that was exchanged for a dog, or an animal of klayim, a trefa, or a yitzidayfin. The Torah therefore writes Zois to exclude these cases. How do we know to include the first list and exclude the second list? As the Mishnah says, the Bryce says, we include any carbon whose psul is in the Kodesh and exclude any carbon whose psul is not in the Kodesh. Rabbi Huda's reasoning is based on the Bryce, as the Mishnah says. The Bryce says that if blood of a carbon is kept past sundown, it's still considered to be a kosher in the sense that if it's brought up onto the Mizbeach, it would not be taken down. We learned this from a binyan av, from emerim of a carbon that are left past sundown, that they remain kosher in the sense that if they're brought up on the Mizbeach, they would not be taken down. We learned that this is true for emerim from a binyan av, from the meat of a carbon shlam, that does not become possible when it's left overnight. Vekmar, can we learn something that's possible from something that's kosher? The meat of a shlam is kosher when it's left overnight. And furthermore, the Tanna of the Brice is relying on the exclusionary term of Zois Torah Sa'ila. He uses the comparisons to teach which items are those that are to be excluded. So Rabbi Avraham Yechanan said, if someone shechted an animal at night inside the Azar and then offered it outside the Azar, he'd be chayef for offering a carbon outside the Azar. There's no reason to say that this should be any less severe than one who shechted it outside and offered it outside. For heck, the Gemara of Chiyah Barav Neas, the Mishnah says, if a person shechted a bird inside the Azar and then offered it outside, he's potter. If he shechted it outside and offered it outside, he's chayef. Now, why don't we say that the first case should not be any less severe than the second? And for the Gemara, to Yufta, the Rabbi Yechanan. Now, the Teretz, shechit of a bird inside the Azar is considered like a simple killing of the bird. It doesn't even have the status of a shechita, since a bird is only supposed to be killed with malika inside the azar. That's why it would be potter if it's then offered outside the azar.